You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so I have Jared Valdez on the line. He's an admin and database manager over at Kitcaster. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Jared, excited to get into today onto your entrepreneurial journey. I read kind of some of the show notes and prepping for the interview and talking about Roblox and some other things you've done. So let's just kick it off by you giving us a little bit more of your background. So how did you get started really as an entrepreneur and in business?
So the rundown is I started about around 9 years old. So I was just Googling random games where I can create my own game. And I stumbled upon Roblox, and I started scripting, programming with a language called Lua. And so, you know, I got the gist of the scripting language, and then I started taking at a marketplace for, you know, code, and I started taking that code and modifying it. And then I would modify it to the point where it was unrecognizable, so I created my own games out of this code. And it got really popular. You know, I got about 150 million impressions on the site itself. Mm. And, you know, it was pretty, you know, it was really intense just how many people knew me and the exposure of, you know, my game creations. It wasn't just game creations. It was like I had to create advertising campaigns and just, you know, really have to get it out there. Yeah.
That's awesome. No, that's awesome. And what I love about this is that, you know, I think a lot of cool entrepreneurial ventures start pretty young. And I just see people that, you know, some people had some people had the paper route back in the day. Some people did other like odd things or this or that. And I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's over here like in games and gaming. I think it's a really cool story. So what kind of things did you learn from that experience, or have you learned from that kind of experience?
The experience in itself, I felt like was the catalyst to open me up into all the different things I've done in my life. One of the most prominent things I can take from the experience is the coding, the marketing, and the sales aspect of it. They all coincide. So mm-hmm. I just really feel like that has compounded my skills and really have, you know, elevated, you know, just the direction I'm supposed to go. And yeah.
That's cool. So that being said, what, you know, there's some younger audience, maybe they're a little bit, they're not quite as far along in you in terms of their entrepreneurial journey, and they're kind of, you know, they're still out there getting started. What kind of advice would you give to that young entrepreneur that's out there right now listening, maybe, and in terms of how to kind of take that next step on their journey?
I would say really listen to your intuition and try to follow that. Like, what are you good at? You know, what aren't you good at? And really pay attention to that. That's what I've done. I've just, okay, I'm not good here. No, you know, it sucks that you're not good at that, but you need to move forward and move towards the things that you are good at and really hone in on the skills.
Man, those are some wise words, man. I agree with that completely. So what's next for Jared? Like, whether it's with Roblox or just in general. So what kind of things are next for you?
So right now, I've worked at three startups. I'm at my third startup called Kitcaster. We place people on podcast recordings, top tech talent, you know, such as this podcast. And we are doing some pretty big things. You know, I'm really excited to be part of the team and, you know, help it grow into something amazing. So that's my ultimate goal. And then I also have ventures on the side. Like, I'm still creating games. I restarted my studio. It's called Studio Jer. And I do want to revamp my old game creations and try to gig again. And I'm a YouTuber, and I'm trying to start my own business on the side, just refurbishing broken electronics. So that'd kind of be some residual income, and I'm about to buy my own home at 23. So, yeah.
Man, I love this. This is a great story, Jared. I think you're a great example of a nice entrepreneur that's out there hustling, working, side businesses on the side, like creating all the above. So I think it's great. And I think it makes for a good quality life, in terms of like just the way you like living. Like, cause I love having the side venture. I like the idea that you're working in different startups, so you get to learn from them too. It's awesome. If you could go back, Jared, so if you could go back and tell, you know, the Jared that was just getting started, if you could give him, you know, a piece of advice, what kind of things would you tell him? Obviously now having the benefit of hindsight, right? Like never, you could never know until you went through it. So what kind of things would you tell him?
I would say to really utilize my tools and the people around me more, and the audience. Try to, you know, really hone in on the audience and try to get more out of that, to, you know, conceptualize, like, okay, like, go to my YouTube, try to funnel in more of my social media and stuff, which I didn't really do that well. Mm-hmm. I would have grown those better, but yeah.
It's awesome. No, it's great advice. And it's a learning curve, right? Like, I tell people this all the time. I'm like, you're never going to get everything right the first time. Like, it takes time. It takes experience. You have to make those mistakes. Like, when I look at when our podcast first started, our media agency, like a podcast, all the things that we do, like, I'm like, man, how many mistakes we make. But all we do is you can try to fix those mistakes. You can try and get better. You can kind of refine the process, get better and better, grow. I love your other thought process of like asking for help and using your network around you. Collecting the data and growing those channels, because you never know, because it's all assets, right? Like, that's what I try to make people think, is that your social media, it's an asset. It's not just for fun. It's not just for a like. It's not that audience. That's like your customer list, possibly, depending on what kind of things you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So, Jared, that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to continue to follow you and your journey and whether it's the gaming, whether it's some of your other ventures, refurbishing electronics, all those other good things, I mean, what's the best way for people to connect with you overall?
I have a website at jaredvaldez.com. I also have Instagram at @ValdezJared, Twitter at @JaredValdez4. And I also do make YouTube videos, so you can just Google me and you'll see my Wikipedia page, my YouTube channel, and it'll all be there. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Jared, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great things that you're up to as an entrepreneur out there, getting it done. So, and congrats on the new, on the house you're buying. So that's awesome too. 23 years old, getting that house, man. I love it. This is a great success story. So, congrats again on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jared, thanks again for coming to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Hope you have a good day. Thank you for listening.